The San Onofre nuclear power plant has been offline for 16 months now, ever since a radiation leak that was discovered to be caused by unusual wear on the steam generator tubes there. Now, the plant's operator, Southern California Edison, has been lobbying the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to allow the plant to reopen at lower power. But after heavy opposition from activists, SoCal Edison surprised everyone last week that the nuclear plant would be shut down permanently. Anti-nuclear activists hailed it as their victory. Pro-nuclear folks claim the region's electricity rates are going to skyrocket because of it. There's a whole lot of information to cover, and we're going to bring in Gustavo Arellano from the OC Weekly to talk about this as we continue with our Orange County line segments. Hello, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So this, of course, this plant is not in Orange County. It's in northern San Diego County, but it's right there on the Orange County line. So this affects a lot of people, San Clemente, Oceanside, all these folks who live very close.
And not just San Clemente and southern Orange County, but really all of Southern California. This is one of Southern California Edison's main power stations. This is power that historically went across the region. Now with that no longer there, a lot of people are asking a perfectly relevant question. Where is Southern California Edison going to get the power that Southern California needs to, you know, to keep running without having any brownouts and so forth? And SoCal Edison, they're saying they're just going to buy it on the open market. Well, the last time we had an open market with electricity was back in the days of Enron, and we all remember how those brownouts went.
Those were rolling blackouts, as a matter of fact, all across California that people had to certainly be prepared for. Why did they, do you think, acquiesce in the first place? I mean, was this sort of a PR thing? Look, they're on our backs. We're never going to get approved, so let's just scrap it.
That's the official story. Their official story is just a cost analysis. They said that the millions of dollars needed for them to just be able to get back online might have been millions of dollars wasted because they didn't think in about 9 years that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission was going to renew their license. So that's what they're saying. But I really do believe just with Fukushima, what happened a couple of years ago, with just the very idea that, you know, the San Onofre plant had that tiny little radiation leak, and a lot of people, no longer just a crazy, you know, left, you know, so-called lefty, hippie, anti-nukes activist, but a lot of politicians, they were all speaking against ever starting the plant again. They saw the writing on the wall, and they realized that even if they started, it would be subject to so much scrutiny by everyone that it was just going to be a lose-lose situation for them.
How long do you think it's going to take, Gustavo? This, I mean, obviously they're talking decades to decommission this plant.
Oh, geez. They alone estimated decades with a preliminary cost of $3 billion. And this is all going to be eaten up by Southern California Edison, supposedly. And that's just to, you know, make sure that nothing bad happens with, you know, the inner workings of the actual plant itself. We're not even talking about all the spent rods that are just laying there in concrete that have a half-life of what? 26,000 years or so, something?
It's a long period of time. I know this.
Southern California Edison doesn't know what they're going to do with those rods, because the grand plan for all nuclear power plants was to send all their spent fuel to Yucca Valley in Nevada. And of course, that's been mired in all sorts of controversies for decades. So no one really knows.
You know, one more question. What about jobs and economic impact of all of this? Do you think that's going to be affected?
At the San Onofre plant, there's about 1,100 jobs there. Southern California Edison says they're going to try to put those workers at other places, but we know at some point there's going to be layoffs.
It may be the end of San Onofre, but it certainly isn't the end of this story, and we'll keep watching it. Gustavo Arellano from the OC Weekly. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.